There are serious questions for RTE, you know, in relation to all of this. Why, first of all, did they continue to put into the public domain that his salary was less than it was, when we now know that there was undisclosed payments of €345,000 to him? Why did they ask the agency in Britain to book it in as consultancy fees when the payment of in last year of €150,000 was to be made to him, which cost RTE €230,000? Why did they stipulating that no name should be on that? Why? Who else in RTE knew about this? We hear from the statement today from Dee Forbes that this was discussed with other senior individuals and across the RTE. Who else knew about this? How and under God did they come up with this kind of convoluted system where they say that, oh well, you know, he was supposed to get €75,000 from a third party, we believe is Reynolds, for appearances, and if Reynolds didn't pay that RTE guaranteed it.